This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My dear respective brothers and sisters, with the last couple of days still remaining, today my brothers and my sisters, I want to speak about a topic that is relevant to every single one of us. And the title or the topic is, don't let the horse be more smarter than you. And I, inshallah ta'ala, want to stand over to a hadith. The first hadith, hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's etiquettes in the last 10 days were spoken about by his blessed wife, she said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأخير من رمضان شد مئزره وأحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. متفق عليه. And the hadith was agreed upon. When the last 10 days kicked in, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would tighten his izar. In Somali they call it the ma'wis. And in Pakistani they call it the lungi. Figurative speech, meaning the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would up his game. He would go up another level, as opposed to what he used to do in the first 20 days of Ramadan. لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَخْلِطُ بَيْنَ النَّوْمِ وَبَيْنَ الْقِيَامِ فِي اللَّيْلِ. He would interchange between praying in the night, while there would be some parts of the night where he would be sleeping. But when it came to the last 10 nights, my brothers and my sisters, he would burn himself out. If we look at the way the scholars, they've seen the ijtihad, the hard working, the effort the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert, they brought out very nice pearls and gems from this. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his Madaraj al-Salikin, أهل الاستقامة في نهاياتهم أشد اجتهادا في بداياتهم. Those who are upright, those who are steadfast, when it comes to their nihayat, the ending of their ibadat, they strive even harder and harder, more than that which they would do in the beginning of their ibadat. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, إن الخيل إذا شارفت نهاية المضمار بذلت قصارى جهدها لتفوز بالسباق. When the horse reaches the end of the race, it exerts all of its efforts in order to try and win the race. And then he says, and here's the catch, فلا تكون الخيل أفطن منك. Don't let the horse be more smarter and more intelligent than you. فإنك إذا لم تحسن الاستقبال لعلك تحسن الوداع. Perhaps if you did not do well in welcoming the month of Ramadan, you are going to do better in bidding it farewell. So my brothers and my sisters, if you feel like that you may have wasted the beginning of your Ramadan, there's still a lot of hope. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أحسن فيما بقي يغفر لك ما مضى. Improve your performance. Try to perfect that which remains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for that which has passed. فَغْتَنِمْ مَا بَقِي. Try to seize the opportunity. Try and make the most of it. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَتَى تُدْرِكُكَ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. For indeed you don't know when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fall upon you. رُبَّمَا تَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ سَاعَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانِ. You don't know. Perhaps it might be in the last hour of Ramadan. I'll repeat that again. Perhaps it might be in the last hour of Ramadan. So my brothers and my sisters, in this case, let us not allow the horse to be more intelligent and more smarter than us. A couple of weeks ago, my brothers and my sisters, I was on BBC.com. Somebody posted a link about some violent incidents that took place. I clicked on it. As I scrolled down, I saw a video. There was a 400 meter race taking place. And this caused surprise. It caused shock. People were speaking about it because this is something that normally doesn't tend to take place. Whether it's a 100 meter race or a 400 meter race or even an 800 one. As the American racer was coming to the end of the race, in order to win the race, he dived. What do they normally do? He stays on his feet, right? This individual, he dived. Just so he can beat his competitor. And that's what, my brothers and my sisters, it requires from us. To burn ourselves out. So we get the most out of the remaining days of Ramadan. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ. Figurative speech. He would tighten his ma'wis. يَعْتَزِلُ نِسَاءَهُ. He would also isolate himself from his wives. Totally focus himself on seeking the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And being exalted more in degree. And we know, my brothers and my sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to walk on the face of this earth. He did not have any past sins, nor did he have any future sins. And he was somebody who was guaranteed al-Jannah. He would pray so much in the night. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would say to him, why are you burning yourself out? Why are you tiring yourself? His feet would become swollen. This is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a thankful slave? And then she said, وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَهُ. He would bring the night to life. And then she said, وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. And he would also wake up his family. If you look at the prophetic tradition, my brothers and my sisters, he was somebody who gave a lot of time, ri'aya, to his family. He didn't just abandon them. Because my brothers and my sisters, the one who really, really cares, he's going to care more about their religion than everything else. The true love is not looking after them financially or showing them love in the matters of the dunya. But the real love is the concern that one gives you with regards to the religion. Because that's what's going to save you in this dunya and likewise the akhirah. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every single one of you is a shepherd and every single one of you is in charge of his flock. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, save yourselves and also save your families from the fire. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَسْتَرْعِيهِ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةِ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Never has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed a responsibility upon anybody. And then he passes away while he has deceived his ra'iyah, his flock, his family. those who he was in charge of, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make the Jannah haram upon that individual. There's another riwayah that has an extra piece of narration. How does he now deceive his family? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَلَمْ يُحِطْهَا بِنُصْحِهِ. He did not advise them accordingly. He did not inform them of what they should have known. That which is now going to what? Bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and my sisters, waking them up is a very, very highly recommended practice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rahimallahu rajulan qama min al-layli fasalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the man who woke up in the night and he prayed. وَأَيْقَذَ امْرَأَتَهُ. And he also woke up his wife. فَصَلَّتْ. And she also prayed. فَإِنْ أَبَتْ نَضَحَ فِي وَجِهَ الْمَاء. And when she refused, he got water and he sprinkled it on her face. وَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ امْرَأَةً قَامَتْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّتْ. And may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon the woman who woke up in the night. She prayed. وَأَيْقَذَتْ زَوْجَهَا. And she also woke up her husband. فَإِنْ أَبَى نَضَحَتْ فِي وَجِهِ الْمَاء. And when he refused, she ended up taking water and she sprinkled it on his face. This is the type of individual, my brothers and my sisters, that we should try and aspire to be. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke about Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Most Merciful One. One of the things that he mentioned, those who spend their nights in sujood and likewise in ruku'. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My brothers and my sisters, the second hadith that I want to stand over today inshallah ta'ala is the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also. When she said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, أرأيت إن علمت أي ليلة ليلة القدر ما أقول فيها. If I come to know when ليلة القدر is going to be, what do you advise me to say? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. Oh Allah, you are عفو. You love to pardon, so pardon me. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, in his wonderful kitab called Lata'if al-Ma'arif, he extracted many beautiful benefits from this hadith. And I want to mention two things inshaAllah ta'ala. The first thing, my brothers and my sisters, very, very quickly, he says, العفو من أسماء الله سبحانه وتعالى. عفو is from the names of Allah عز وجل. وهو يحب أن يتجاوز عن سيئات عباده. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he loves to forgive the sins of the Muslim, his servant. الماحي لآثارها عنهم. And he also completely removes any remaining traces of the sins they have committed. وَهُوَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَعْفُوا عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. And he loves to pardon them. وَيُحِبُّ لِعِبَادِهِ أَنْ يَعْفُوا بَعْضُمْ عَنْ بَعْضُ. And he also loves for his servants to forgive and pardon one another. فَإِذَا عَفَى بَعْضُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ عَامَلَهُمْ بِعَفُوهِ. If they pardon one another, then that's when he's going to pardon and forgive them. I'll repeat that again. If they forgive and pardon one another, then that's when he's going to forgive them. We're going to be crying out, making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. My brothers and my sisters, if we really, really want that maghfirah, we have to start with ourselves. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. Irhamu turhamu. Ighfiru yughfar lakum. Have mercy among one another. and Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to have mercy upon you. Forgive one another and Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to forgive you. The second point that Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters mentioned, وَإِنَّمَا أَمَرَ بِسُؤَالِ الْعَفْوِ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ بَعْدَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا وَفِي لَيَالِ الْعَشْرِ. He says, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he only commanded her to ask for forgiveness. And if you look closely, who is he, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking to? He's speaking to the most virtuous woman in her time, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And on top of that, he's telling her to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness. She wasn't somebody who used to go and commit major sins. Says Allah subhanahu, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only commanded this on Laylatul Qadr, after one strives so hard throughout the month of Ramadan. لِأَنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ. Because those who are smart, they strive hard in doing righteous good deeds. ثُمَّ لَا يَرَوْنَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا حَالًا وَلَا مَقَالًا. Then they don't see that they have achieved anything. They don't see that they have accomplished something really great. Meaning they really take these issues that they've done very, very lightly. They can see that there is room for improvement. And they follow up one good deed with another. لِأَنَّ الْعَارِفِينَ يَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ ثُمَّ لَا يَرَوْنَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا حَالًا وَلَا مَقَالًا فَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى سُؤَالِ الْعَفْوِ كَحَالَ الْمُذْنِبِ الْمُقَصِّرِ. And then they run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after doing great good deeds, right? And they beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness the same way the sinner asks Allah azza wa jalla for forgiveness. My brothers and my sisters, if somebody fell into zina and he was a smart and intelligent individual, he's going to wake up in the last third of the night and beg Allah azza wa jalla for forgiveness, right? Because of the grave sin that he committed. Ibn Rajab rahimullah is saying, this should be the state of an individual who has been given the tawfiq to do righteous good deeds. He behaves the same way as a sinner. Meaning, after his great ibadat, he sits at night and he breaks down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And as Imam Al-Si'di rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in the Sayyidina Allah wa Dar al-Akhirah, فِعْلُ الْفَرَائِدِ وَالنَّوَافِلِ دَأْبُهُمْ مَعَ رُؤْيَةِ التَّخْصِيرَ وَالنُّقْصَانِ. Doing righteous acts that are from the obligatory ones and also the voluntary acts is their way, the way of the awliya. While at the same time, they see themselves having fallen short. They see that there is room for improvement. And my brothers and my sisters, it is on Eid day that could either determine whether your Ramadan, or you will have some sort of idea as to whether your Ramadan was accepted, or if there was any chance maybe that there is some positivity with regards to it. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he used to stand on the night before the Eid Salat. When we get the news, right, that it's going to be Eid tomorrow, he used to stand on that night and he used to call out, Ya layta shi'ri, man hadha al-maqbool fanuhannih, wa man hadha al-mahroom fanu'azzih. Who is this person whose Ramadan was accepted so we can congratulate him? وَمَنْ هَذَا الْمَحْرُومِ. Who is the person who's been deprived so we can do a ta'ziyah? In Somali they call it ta'siyah. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wants to do a ta'siyah. He wants to pay his condolences to the person who wasted his Ramadan. We normally pay our condolences to the family of the deceased, right? There's been a death in the house, we go and visit, we pay our condolences. We pay the ta'siyah. Ali ibn Abi Talib, my brothers and my sisters, he wants to pay the ta'siyah to the person who wasted his Ramadan by standing on the night before the Eid Salah. Because my brothers and sisters, that's when the shayateen are released, right? Wallahi al-azim, it breaks your heart when you go to some of the high roads around, whether it's Birmingham, London, and the way the Muslims come out. All of the hard work These 30 days that a person strived, it could be that he ends up destroying it in one night. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali also says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ طَاعَاتُهُ تَزِيدُ Eid isn't the one who wears nice clothes. That's not the true type of Eid. The Eid is the one who increased in his ta'at. And then he says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ تَجَمَّلَ بِاللِّبَاسِ وَالرُّكُوبِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ غُفِرَتْ لَهُ الذُّنُوبِ Eid isn't the one who beautified himself with nice clothes and also the flashy cars, right? But the real Eid is the one whose sins were forgiven. So my brothers and my sisters, we still have an opportunity to be forgiven. We still have an opportunity to make the most of these remaining days of Ramadan. And then we follow it up with good deed after good deed. Because that is the alama of an accepted action, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned. My brothers and my sisters, another wonderful opportunity that we have, that we can inshallah ta'ala maybe all collectively do something about it. I met some brothers just before the khutbah from a masjid called Masjid Tarbiyah in Birmingham. They were meant to bring £50,000 last week. And they were told, you guys don't bring it, the masjid is going to be closed down or it's going to be auctioned. We know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was a generous individual. But in the month of Ramadan, he was even more generous. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ He was quicker in giving charity than a passing wind. And we know how quickly sometimes the wind passes us. If we can do something about it, my brothers and my sisters, to save this masjid in these blessed nights, it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that reward that we're looking for on Laylatul Qadr. It could be tonight, it could be tomorrow, it could be the day after. And last but not least, my brothers and my sisters, I just want to quickly point this out. I don't want the sisters to feel like that they get left out, especially those who are at that time of the month. Today we spoke about Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, how he used to, or when he spoke about those who break down after good deeds. A very common question that sisters tend to ask is, what if it is that time of the month, in the last 10 days, I can't pray? I can't engage in the best type of ibadah the Messenger of Allah used to do. But one thing you can do is beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these precious moments in the last third of the night, making this dua, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Breaking down, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that these are from the things where a person is going to be under the shade of Allah azza wa jal, the day when there's no shade except His. وَرَجُلٌ فَضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ A man who cried in seclusion out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly begging Him for forgiveness, doing dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. If we don't have that virtue of standing up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all our sins. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni fa'fu anna. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana asrif 'anna 'adhab jahannam inna 'adhabaha kana gharama innaha sa'at mustaqarran wa muqama. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة